up?
We're here. We're definitely here, and we're definitely doing a live stream right now. And we're going to do a nerd update. We're going to do YouTube shout-outs, comments, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to discuss all things nerdy. And we got a lot of Star Wars shit to discuss as well. But don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like the Facebook page, and of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic website, yotina.podomatic.com. And what else? Stitcher.
Instagram. Oh.
No. Sorry, Stitcher Podcast Radio is the first thing. And then, of course, Instagram is the other thing. Don't forget about that, which is, what is it?
Do you remember?
At @team_awesomeinc.
Yeah.
I think. I'm not sure.
Also follow me on Twitter @creepysexynerdy.
That's right, @creepysexynerdy. You know what helps out with a live stream? Getting the camera set up beforehand. This whole setting it up like after the fact is not a good idea. But, you know, we got a pretty dramatic angle going on right now.
That's okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's fine.
What's up, guys? So, here we are. We're going to talk about some nerdy stuff, get to your YouTube comments. We're going to do shout-outs, and we're going to do all that other shit. But first up on the docket, I'm going to get right to it. This is something I'm really excited about. Okay, so we got possible plot details and possible teaser details and art for Solo, a Star Wars story. It's coming up. Han Solo, Star Wars story.
Sweet.
And exciting stuff. So with that in mind, the synopsis is you have to imagine Han Solo in his early 20s, what he was like before he hardened up, before he got all cynical,
mm-hmm.
and what got him there. Additionally, the magazine speculates some other details, saying it's part of Solo lore that as a young gifted pilot, he studied at the Imperial Academy at Corita. Solo is kicked out of the academy for rescuing Chewbacca from an Imperial officer, and thus one of the cinema's great friendships was formed. Some variation on this is likely in Solo. All right. What do you think about that? That's pretty cool, right?
No, that is pretty cool.
I mean, that's kind of the expanded legends lore of Han Solo in that world. So what do you think? I mean, do you think that's a cool story?
No, that's a cool story. And can we just talk about the fact for a second that since I've watched 3 Star Wars movies now, I'm legitimately excited for this?
Right. Yeah, that's true. You are.
Yay.
You seem like you're legitimately... sorry if I'm being silent right now. I'm just trying to pull up the actual... thing. It's going to be a bit of an Inception situation, but there it is. So this is what Ron Howard sent out from the set. Spicy? ? As in the Kessel Run. Spicy is what he's saying. The Kessel Run. So the Kessel Run is the Kessel mines, the spice mines in Star Wars. So that's the whole thing that he's going with right there. That's what he's trying to do. Is he's hinting at the 12 parsecs with the big story about Han Solo. Is that he did the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs. This is 12. 2.
Isn't that 22?
I don't fucking know how to do that. No, I just did like 220,000. <Yeah. laughs> Too many. Or like half PC. So, I don't know. Like, this is all like pretty much what we created for our version of Solo, a Star Wars story, which was it was going to be the Kessel heist. It was going to be about how Han and Lando met and how Chewbacca met them also. And, sorry, it was hard saying that out loud. How they all met each other. Oh, God.
Oh.
Get emotional. Think about young Chewie.
Get a baby Chewie?
And yeah, possibly. Well, not baby Chewie, but we'll get some veritable. We'll get some veritable. That's a word. I'm sure.
I don't think it is.
That's a word somewhere.
Some variation?
In the dictionary.
Of Little Chewy?
I don't read the dictionary, clearly. I like thesauruses. Back to the news. So, I've been excited about Solo, a Star Wars story, for a while now. And anything involving Han Solo. I mean, now that the Harrison Ford version is dead, we gotta move on with Alden Ehrenreich. Well, he is. I mean, like, spoilers for Force Awakens, but the whole fucking world saw that movie.
Yeah.
And the big thing was that Han Solo died. So now that he's dead, and we got a new, younger, better, sexier Han Solo, What do you think? Are you ready to move on with Alden Ehrenreich? And are you excited about... I mean, because we had... There was a lot of tumultuous shit going on with this production. Because Ron Howard stepped in after the Lego guys left.
Uh-huh.
The Lego dudes left. So the Lego dudes left. Ron Howard stepped in. And everyone's just kind of sitting there like, okay, well, what do we do? And now... That's pretty much where we're at, is we're at that position. Oh, sorry, I'm jumping around all over the place. I'm like, where'd it go? There it is. So, I don't know. This is the point I'm at right now, is I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be cool, but I'm worried about, because Disney hasn't been hyping it.
Yeah. What? We haven't, it's coming out in May, we haven't gotten a single trailer.
Nothing, no real production art, no anything. I mean, what we got here is what we got so far. Yeah, let's see. This is the little piece of art we got from it. It looks like he's wearing a red jacket. Is it a red or orange jacket? And Lando's got a George Washington Carver thing going on here. And then the Chewie's got Kurt Russell hair. And then she's there. I don't know who she is, but it looks good. I don't know. What do you think? I mean, the production art looks cool.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
I think
what do you think
cool.
about his red orange thing? Jacket.
I'm indifferent to his jacket.
He may just wear it for a bit, then it'll be off.
Yeah, maybe.
But it looks like him, right? I mean, does it look and feel like Han Solo when you look at it?
Yeah, I can see that.
First preview. I mean, yeah, he looks kind of like Harrison Ford, I'd say. Young Harrison Ford. That looks like a young Lando, kind of. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely a young Chewie, I think. I mean, Chewie looks kind of fucking same all the time. He's always covered in hair. You think Chewie... Are you, leave in the comments, do you guys think that Chewie, like, should have had... Oh, sorry about that. I wasn't even on the fucking thing. Yeah, so there we go. Lando and Han. Ah, young Chewie. Kurt Russell here. Back to our faces. Sorry about that. Okay, so I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm like, why is Disney not promoting it? First of all, that's kind of like a big old like, what is going on? Second of all, you know, why did the Lego guys have to go? Why is Ron Howard here? Not that that's bad, but something's amuck. And I guess the other thing is this going to be like a trilogy of Han Solo movies? Is it going to be a one off? Is this another, like, hey, Star Wars is telling you how a character became a character, and it's kind of boring. And I hate saying that, because I'm not prequel bashing, but I am kind of prequel bashing. I just want to see the characters being the characters that they are. I mean, if this is about Han Solo, like, origins, Han Solo begins, I don't know if I necessarily want that. I kind of want him being Han Solo doing the Han Solo thing, you know?
Fair.
Oh, yeah. Feel free to move up and engage with the audience.
I'm engaging.
Sorry. No, but feel free to move forward.
Do I have to?
Well, they can't. I mean, you're not in the shot. I'm trying to bring you into this. And
I have to.
This is what I have to do sometimes. This is something that you're going to get like a little back.
What's going to happen?
Like, this is sort of like a back door, I guess. No, this is like a fly in the wall thing. I have to like sometimes like get her to physically, because you would have just sat back there the whole time and been like, yep, go ahead, keep
talking. If you'd let me, I would just lay down.
Why? Don't you want to engage with the viewers and the listeners and the people that tune in on a regular basis?
Of course I do. I can do both.
Well, then feel free.
I can lay down and be engaging.
Feel free at any point while we're talking to them now.
You put me on the spot.
What do you mean? You don't have anything to say about Han Solo and the young Alden sexy Ehrenreich? I mean, what?
That's up for debate. I was paying more attention to the girl in the picture.
Good question. I mean, is he Harrison Ford? Is he up there? No, sorry. Is he a Harrison Ford? But is he up there with Harrison Ford as far as like his appeal? Do you feel like he kind of holds a candle to Harrison Ford?
I have no idea, because I don't know who he is.
Yeah, but the photos. Sorry, just the photos. That's what we're basing it off of. Isn't that fucked up?
Just based on that one photo?
Well, he was
in
a Coen Brothers movie, but I can't remember what it was called. It was the most recent one. That Brolin was in. Brolin. Mm, yeah. So, I mean, you said you were excited about the Han Solo movie.
I'm excited about the Han Solo movie.
You don't seem like it.
I am. I'm excited. I promise.
Okay.
Well,
I've been trying to pimp it like crazy. And I think your honest reaction, your lack of enthusiasm is like, honestly, I think that's reflective of the project. And I hate saying that.
I don't know anything. I hate saying that. I don't like that I don't know anything. I can't.
No, but that's the thing. You are not excited about it. I mean, granted, you're not familiar with the original trilogy so much, but
I guess I'm indifferent to it.
But you've seen Force Awakens. You've seen The Last Jedi. You know the legends of these characters. Mm-hmm. So, but you're still not like, you're still like, What about Donald Glover? Childish Gambino's in it.
I love Donald Glover.
Yeah, young Lando. That's great. Cool. But is it going to be like Rogue One where we're like, And I'm not trying to talk shit about Disney or Star Wars, because Mark Hamill's been doing that a lot lately. And I don't want to jump on his nuts, but he has been. Speaking of which, yeah, let's get to that. Mark Hamill's regretting his comments. Yeah, guys. Here we go. Mark Hamill regrets voicing Last Jedi doubts and insecurities. As Star Wars Last Jedi continues to be the most divisive Star Wars movie, well, ever, fans continue to debate about the choices Rian Johnson made in the sequel. Even Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, didn't exactly see eye to eye with Johnson when it came to Skywalker's new lease on life. So Mark Hamill said at Hamill himself, "I regret voicing my doubts and insecurities in public. Creative differences are a common element of any production, but usually remain private. All I wanted was to make good movie. All I wanted was to make good movie. All I wanted was to make good movie." He's Caesar from Planet of the Apes now.
You have a limited amount of characters on Twitter.
"All I wanted to do was to make a good movie," I'm sure is what he meant to say. "I got more than that." At Rian Johnson made an all-time great one. You know, go check out our Last Jedi review, yotina.podmac.com is the website where we discuss this at length. At length, 2 hours and 11 minutes worth. Then that was another live stream.
Very long time.
Check out that live stream after this live stream. Why not?
But that's weird.
So what do you think? I mean, like, you heard, I mean, basically I showed you a little video clip of what Mark Hamill was saying at one point. Did I? Did I never show you that?
Let me bring that up, guys. Not.
Yeah, I'll bring that up and I'll show that to you immediately. The power of the interwebs is what we're going to use to make this happen. So there's like a clip of Mark Hamill sort of giving his thoughts on the... it's funny because we're already on YouTube. Hey, there we are. Live stream popping up. That's funny. Okay. Sorry about that. It's funny because we're live streaming on YouTube and then we're playing YouTube at the same time.
Yeah.
I hope YouTube doesn't break, but I think YouTube's used to this kind of stuff.
YouTubeception.
All right. Here we go. We're going to give this a shot. Boom, boom, boom.
"It certainly surprised me to hear Luke say it's..."
Shit.
"Jedi doesn't give up.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
You know, a Jedi, if he does something wrong, he makes it right. You know, even if he's traumatized and goes away, he would regroup within, well, I don't know, 6 months, but 20, 30 years? Oh, come on, that's a little bit overindulgent in my view, since it's no longer my story and there's a new protagonist."
I love the music, by the way.
"I had to try and fill in that for myself. It's not important to the story, but it is for the actor to try and figure out, who is this guy? How did the most optimistic, hopeful character in the galaxy turn into this hermit who says it's time for the Jedi to end? I read that and I said, what? I mean, that's not what a Jedi does. I mean, a Jedi is optimistic. A Jedi has tenacity. He never gives up. He doesn't secrete himself on an island."
Did you guys who were making the film, did you know that he was...
And so on and so forth. But, you basically get an idea, right? Like of what he thinks about it. I mean, you basically have a concept.
Yeah. And
he's
made
it abundantly clear what he thinks about the project. He's pretty much just saying, hey, guys, this is not my Luke Skywalker. This is not my... And so Disney is like, I'm sure, like, the fuck, dude? Like, you're our Last Jedi. The fuck are you doing, man? Like, we love you. You're Luke Skywalker. You're Mark Hamill. But, dude, we're trying to sell a fucking movie here. And the second week, sales went down 68%. Fuck are you doing, Last Jedi? Are you Last Jedi-ing us? Are you going to Luke Skywalker us? Like, you're going to stand in front of Disney and say, fuck you, with a laser sword? And, yeah, he is. He is kind of... He was. And now he's saying, sorry. Sorry about that. Now, I don't think his statements are reflective of the sales dropping. I don't think he, I don't think Mark Hamill's statements
before,
alone
didn't
can
he?
Make. Yeah, he said stuff before, like even while he was filming, he was saying that.
Yeah.
He was kind of going on repeat. He's kind of been a broken record about this. Not to say that he's wrong. I mean, you know, creative differences are like that. But you know, there was a meme that was on Reddit today that I saw, and I think I showed it to you. And it showed Obi-Wan and Yoda, and it's Luke Skywalker. It's like, you know, Luke Skywalker would never run off and quit the Jedi and live in seclusion. He would never do that. And then it showed Obi-Wan, and it said, actually, after my pupil turned against me and destroyed the Jedi Order, I went off and changed my name and hid on a desert planet.
Yeah.
And then Yoda's like, yeah, and you know, after Darth Sidious tricked me and the other Jedi and overtook the Order underneath my nose, I didn't even notice that either. And then I went and hit on a swamp planet called Dagobah and then
Dagobah.
Fucking just hung out there till I died and didn't tell anyone I was there.
Sad.
Yeah, right? Yeah, well, Luke showed up and trained with him before he died, but it was cool.
Okay.
It was cool, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's kind of what Jedi do, and that's what the meme says. Like, it's kind of what we do. It's kind of what Jedi do, is that they they fuck up, they go hide somewhere, someone discovers them and says, teach me the ways, and they go, okay, and then...
Yeah, I'll do
then
that.
Then they go start an academy, and then someone uprises and fucks it up. And so, you know, I mean... It was a whole thing. Like, you saw the movie, whatever. Like, spoilers, by the way, for Last Jedi, but check out our review.
Comments.
Oh, we got comments. What the shit is up?
Somebody says, dude, and then sorry to go.
Hold on. We got to better read that first. Oh, too weird and eating. Oh, yes. This is about, so this is from, who is this from? Just Wash Me. Just whack me. Says, I'm like, let's screen these. We're going to screen comments. Sorry.
Oh, God.
They're already on there. For which one? Oh, for downsizing? Okay. How we like to market it in the trailers and pure genius. Oh, okay, so he saw the down. We did a trailer reaction for downsizing.
Yeah.
Just Wash Me says, and we haven't seen the final. Is it out? It's
we
out.
We haven't
right?
seen it.
We
yet,
haven't
though.
Seen it. But as far as the marketing's concerned, yeah, we'll switch gears here because we're talking about the Last Jedi stuff. But just to run out our thoughts about the Last Jedi, Mark Hamill's statements, then we'll get to downsizing. Thank you, Just Wash Me. I think that Hamill has every right to say what he wants, but I don't think that he should right now. I think he should wait until the marketing and the interviews are done, and then on the DVD bonus feature interviews, he should say, hey, man, I don't know if I necessarily agreed with it, but it turned out good, and hey, good job. Because he is saying that now, but it's a little early. It's a little early because they're still marketing this thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
no,
come on,
you kind of
give it some time, man. And also, it went down 68% the following week. So that's how so that's where I feel. Your final thoughts on Last Jedi, and I just, I want to make it clear.
Yeah,
that
I,
we don't think
I
it's
agree.
Bad.
No, I thought it
I
was
loved
great.
It. We,
yeah,
we
loved
review.
It.
Review. Sorry to spoil the review, but check it out anyway.
I don't know. I don't.
He should have waited, right?
Yeah, he should have waited.
Right.
But at the same time, I appreciate his honesty.
Right, because it's like,
you
hey,
know?
He cares.
He was asked a question and he didn't he didn't deflect.
It shows he gives a shit. So yeah.
Yeah.
But let's get to all right. So
downsizing.
So that's what we think about that. Now, Just Wash Me, who's leaving a comment right now, and thank you for waiting. He brought up the downsizing trailer and what we think about the movie. I think it's a great concept. I think it's a really cool idea. It's fucking weird.
It's
just
weird.
Really weird. The like shrinking down, but keeping your money and the value of your money the same.
Yeah.
It's like it makes sense to a degree.
No, the value of your money grows.
I'd think about it. But there was someone who was saying like they were talking about being that small. Then everything like every critter, every bug, everything that's little, it doesn't matter what it is, any insect, anything is an enemy. It can kill you because humans that small are fucking, we're shit. We're not worth it.
You imagine if we were that small and Harley was around?
Yeah, that's the cat. In case you're wondering who that is. Harley's
a
cat
in a video
that she owns.
They know.
Yeah. No, they don't. They haven't. Not all of them have seen that video. They don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
So
he'd kill us. That's the moral of that story.
Yeah, okay. He would. But, I mean, I think that it would be really... I mean, like, in his marketing ideas, I mean, you know, the trailer... Like, there was a commercial that Matt Damon did, I believe, for downsizing, where he says, we're downsizing this trailer, so I've only got 5 seconds. What the hell? Is that it? And then it just cuts away, and it was, like, a 5-second trailer.
Oh, that's funny.
And I was
funny.
Like, that was funny, but... 5 seconds.
I don't know. I like that.
Like, it's great. It's clever, but it's like, it's good for that, you know, 5 second clip before you skip.
Don't worry, we didn't see it. It's fine.
We haven't seen the movie. I'm sure good. I'm sure it's funny.
No, he posted a comment and then deleted it, and then Star said, sorry, that was a spoiler.
Oh.
So I was like, we didn't see the comment. Don't worry about it.
Just washing me. Dude, you gotta be chill about spoilers. Did you see it? What it said?
No, I didn't
Damon dies in the end.
I didn't see
Damon
it.
Dies, dude.
Damon dies.
Fuck, man.
That would suck.
What a spoiler. Well, now we can't see it. Now we know Damon dies.
We'd watch it anyway.
Did a sparrow swing by and nip him?
He get eaten?
He got nipped by a sparrow.
I bet he gets eaten.
Squirrel?
I bet you $5 he gets eaten.
By a squirrel or dog?
Just in general. I'm not specifying.
We'll consider this. We will. It's the royal we. We shall consider this. So let's move along to the next story. But yeah, what do you think? Downsizing. Like, are we going to see it in theaters?
Probably not, just because we don't leave
probably not.
Places. But we'll but see
we'll
it eventually.
Rent it.
We will see it.
We're not saying it's bad, but
yeah,
we'll
we're not
rent
saying
it.
We don't want to see it in theaters. We're just saying that we're lazy.
Yeah, absolutely, totally agree with that. Let me check the time that we're at. Okay, so we got to start. Let's speed it up now. All right, so let's move on to the next story as quickly as possible. So that's it for Han Solo. That's it for Mark Hamill. Talking about Star Wars, but also Star Wars in the news and Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott's all over this bitch. Ridley Scott's all over this bitch in the news. Have you noticed this? He's been talking all kinds of, not shit, but like, well, shit, but in the best way. We discussed this before. You don't remember any of it, do you?
No, I do.
You're sitting there like I'm a bump on a log.
Well, I am.
I don't know why I'm even here. I don't even really care about this.
But hey!
Just Wash Me is here. Leaving comments, and you're
he,
like,
well, I
whatever.
Was reading his comments. He left more comments.
I'm sorry that you couldn't be bothered to show up tonight.
I'm trying to keep up with the viewers, and you're giving me attitude.
It's funny because we're both really tired right now, but we're still we have to record. So I'm picking on her because I know it's irritating the shit out of her, and I enjoy it. We say Ridley Scott. He's been talking a lot of stuff lately. He said that he said Blade Runner 2049 was too fucking long.
Yeah.
Those are his
that
words.
That was funny.
He said it was too fucking long. I'm like, nice. And then Ridley Scott said, Alien's not done. He's going to keep making Alien movies.
Yay!
He's like, I'm going to keep doing Alien.
We love Alien.
He's like, do I need to change Alien? Do I need to focus on David more, Michael Fassbender's character? And he's like, you know what? Why not do both? Like, and then evolve those two stories. I'm like, dude, do that. Make the next Alien movie dope. Do it your own way, and then make that sort of AI David movie where Michael Fassbender splits off and does his own thing. That'd be great. I'd love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, that would be great.
Ridley Scott's amazing, but what he said recently about Star Wars was that someone asked him if Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy had offered him the chance to direct a Star Wars movie, and he said, no, I'm too dangerous for that. Ooh. That's like a
Ridley Scott Star Wars would be interesting.
Are you kidding me? The guy who did Blade Runner directs a Star Wars movie. The guy who did Alien directs a Star Wars movie. You're telling me that guy? You want like Ridley Scott, the Ridley Scott doing a Star Wars movie? What the fuck? Why isn't he doing it?
That would be.
Why aren't you doing it, Ridley Scott? What
darkest
the hell's your problem?
Star Wars movie ever.
It's like just get over yourself and direct a Star Wars movie. Quit being selfish.
Can we ask
do
him
it for us
to put xenomorphs in Star Wars?
Are you saying you want to see Rey fight
xenomorphs?
A xenomorph
with
you
a
know,
lightsaber.
The one enemy that the Jedi and the Sith could unite over would be a xenomorph.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I mean, if you want to go into this weird fan theory, and since Disney acquired 20th Century Fox, technically they own the Alien franchise.
Aliens are Disney princesses.
Holy shit, aliens are Disney princesses. And Princess Leia is a Disney princess, technically, too, which makes Star Wars Disney category, and it's bought by Disney. Thus, alien xenomorphs and predators by association are in the Star Wars canon universe, as far as I'm concerned. So Ridley Scott,
down.
You need to direct a movie where the aliens show up and fuck and then fuck everything up. And fuck. No, they just fuck. They show up and they just have an alien orgy. No, they need to show up.
That's a different kind of movie.
They have acid blood. They're unstoppable killing machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you chop them with a lightsaber, but they're still going to fucking spew out alien blood. Acid alien blood.
Not really.
Possibly.
Possibly, but not really.
But anyway, sorry. It's total hyperbole. So total hypothesis about Ridley Scott doing an alien Star Wars movie, which you need to do.
Do it.
That's just us like going off on Elseworlds, like what if scenarios. God, in an alternate reality, that'd be amazing. So Ridley Scott went on to say more awesome shit. He says, because I know what I'm doing, laughs. Well, that's why he wouldn't do it, because he knows what he's doing. He goes on to say, I think they like to be in control, and I like to be in control myself. When you get a guy who's done a low-budget movie and you suddenly give him $180 million, it makes no sense whatsoever. It's fucking stupid. Huh. Interesting point. You know what the reshoots cost? Millions.
Yeah.
He's right. You can get me for my fee, which is heavy, but I'll be under budget and on time. This is where experience does matter. It's as simple as that. It can make you dull as dishwater, but if you're really experienced and you know what you're doing, it's fucking essential. Grow into it, little by little. Start low budget, get a little bit bigger. Maybe after 20 million, you can go to 80, but don't suddenly go to 160 million. Hmm. That's true. Lucas, man, goddamn, he's fucking, it's like the guy's like,
he's
giving,
so smart.
Like, dude, Ridley, you're giving away all your, like, insider shit. Like, don't do that. like, well, maybe he should. I don't know. Maybe he's feeling generous. Thank you. We're definitely going to remember that for later. I don't know what that means. Hopefully something good. What?
Sorry.
Are you okay?
No.
What's wrong with you? Can we carry on with this broadcast? Are you all do we need to stop and carry on later? Guys,
no.
We have a medical emergency. Her brain is broke. Her brain don't work good. Oh, you're breaking. Oh, we're on a live broadcast and you're breaking.
Last time this happened, I was
This is embarrassing. I'm sorry, Sir Ridley Scott. I don't know if you're knighted. I'm going to pretend you are. I'm sorry for her. It's embarrassing. Guys, look at this. There's so much pressure and she's breaking. I'm embarrassed for you. Give me the microphone. I'm going to use both of them. Now, let's have you hold that. This will be fun. Just hold it. Here we go. This is what happens. We're wasting your time and ours. I'm going to keep going because I think Ridley Scott should direct an alien movie. Honestly, alien Star Wars movie crossover. Why not?
Yeah.
I would love it. I mean, just look at this photo of him. It's like he's directing Daisy Ridley right there. Come on, he's already directing Daisy Ridley in this photo. Come on, Ridley Scott. It's like she's there right now going,
Ridley Scott probably wouldn't tell her she looks like wood.
Ooh, you hear that, Abrams? You hear that, JJ? Shots have been fired. I think Ridley Scott should do it. I think he should absolutely do a Star Wars movie. I think it would be amazing. I think it would be... you don't have to do my alien Star Wars pitch. Just do anything in Star Wars, even if it's Rogue 2. I don't care.
Yeah.
Even though Rogue One wasn't that great, I would still watch him do a Rogue Two. Why not? It's Ridley Scott. He's the shit. I mentioned before that he had talked shit earlier in the broadcast. Well, yeah, he did. So Ridley Scott was going on and on about other projects, Alien Covenant. He says he thinks they have to keep going, that there's no reason why Alien should now not be the same level as Star Trek or Star Wars. He's absolutely right. The beast should evolve. We totally agree. He says David was a fantastic villain. I totally agree with that. He said he lifted Alien out of a... Oh, yeah, this is one of my favorite things. He said, I would like to, as far as the David AI thing, David is a fantastic villain. I love what Michael Fassbender did in Covenant, but it's fucking hard, dude. We lifted Alien out of a ditch and made Prometheus. This is how I know... Sir Ridley Scott, and I'm going to call him Sir Ridley Scott, is one of us. Because he's just like, he's saying dude, and like, he's like, I'm sorry, the terminology's there. The guy is with us. And he's directed, you know, Blade Runner.
I really need to watch.
Sorry, but he's there.
Alien Covenant.
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen it.
And Prometheus.
I've seen Prometheus. I like Prometheus. Everyone's,
I think,
like,
I saw parts of Prometheus.
Why did people poo-poo Prometheus? It was good. They're like, fuck Prometheus. Fuck you. Like, it was good. It's like the guy was doing something interesting and unique within his universe, and it kind of went over everyone's head. They were like, I thought we were going to get aliens, but, like, you know, acid blood, bite people, derp, derp. Like, that's what we thought we were getting. And instead we got something that was a little bit more about the human condition and how life started in the universe and how aliens were just a piece of that. It's like, but it's fucking dumb. That's smart, talking about the beginning of life in the universe. Dumb. That's lame. Where are the laser guns? Game over, man. That's what people want. They don't want to think no more. Sorry.
That's kind of what I would want.
I know, right? I kind of want that, too. Who doesn't want that? That shit's awesome. But you want to think, too. And that's what really... he's pushing that. He's a smart guy. And obviously, he's been a brilliant filmmaker, like, forever. Mm-hmm. Since before we were alive, the guy's been around. He's a staple in the industry. I mean, I can't gush about him enough. I think he should just do whatever the hell he wants. Give him enough money to make whatever fucking movie he wants, whatever project he wants, until the day he's gone. And just let him keep churning out movies. I agree. The guy's, come on. We still got him around. We should still use him, you know? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say his mortality. Oh, no. Oh, God, he's a treasure. We gotta save him while we can. Oh, God, this is getting grosser and grosser. Let's just move on as if things are fine. So, thumbs up, Ridley. Keep going. You're doing good.
Every time I break into fits of laughter, it's your fault.
Nope, not mine. I'm not accepting responsibility for your behavior. So moving on to the next story. Dude, Netflix.
There's another story? What?
Yeah, Netflix. Bright. It's killing it. Bright
Sweet.
Is killing it.
You haven't
no
seen
joke,
that yet,
guys.
Either.
Bright is Bright hit 11 million U.S. viewers in its first 3 days of release on Netflix, which is like proving the show that Netflix and Will Smith and David Ayer can fucking bring the people in. I think it was more Will Smith coming in and lending his star power to this project. That was a huge... And Max Landis wrote the screenplay, obviously, and people love him.
I didn't know he wrote this.
Yeah, he's a great... Oh, yeah, he wrote this. They're doing another sequel. I think he's tremendously talented, a great writer. I don't think they adapt his scripts that well. Victor Frankenstein suffered pretty bad, if you remember that movie. Not his. Daniel Radcliffe was in it.
Even James McAvoy,
even Professor X and Harry Potter couldn't save Victor Frankenstein. I'm not even kidding you. Fucking Max Landis did his best. He wrote a really great script. When you go and read it, you're like, this is fucking good. What the hell? What'd they do? They kind of screwed the pooch. And that happens to Max Landis a lot.
Same with American Ultra.
Yeah, American Ultra.
American Ultra was really good.
It's like everyone's on the Jesse Eisenberg hate train. You know? They're like, he fucking Lex Luthor? You mean Riddler? You mean Secret Riddler?
Well, but American
That's
Ultra
what I
was
called him.
Before BVS.
That's true.
Like, way before.
That's true. More or less. Yeah, you're right. But still, I mean... Ugh.
Whatever. I want to watch Bright. Also,
Bright
I heard...
looks good.
For the bad reviews it did get, all the fans are, like, coming after them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the fans are defending this movie.
Well, Bright looks good. I mean, we haven't seen it yet, and we have no excuse because we have Netflix.
Yes, we do.
There's legitimately no excuse. And we've done trailer reactions for it, so we have no... I don't know. So the first episode brought in 15.8 million viewers, and they were off by a fairly wide margin. The Nielsen adds that 56% of the Bright audience was male, while 44% was female. That is a very close ratio.
That is a very close ratio.
Very close. Normally that ratio is like 60, like it's like 70-40, you know, like it's a different mix. It's generally dominated. This is like the closest we've had. Ladies, thank God for you nerd ladies showing up, right?
Yeah.
Guys, we should take a moment to say thank you, Vanessa, and other nerd ladies.
Yay!
For going to the nerd movies, reading the nerd comic books, liking Harley Quinn, Avi, and supporting...
That was a gift,
true.
By the way.
Supporting nerds and the nerd community, and being a nerd yourself.
Yeah.
So, Bright, we both want to see this.
Yes, we do.
This looks good. It's on Netflix. We legitimately have no excuse not to see it. We got to do a review. So we promise after we do our Dr. Hugh Laurie in house. We're going to do our Dr. Hugh. From now on, we're saying it.
Dr. Hugh? Okay.
Like a Vanderbilt. We're going to see Dr. Hugh, the last season review, plus the special with Jodie Whittaker's entrance, which, yes, first lady doctor.
Yeah.
Very excited. And we have a female master as well. Maybe we'll get
Missy.
Some time lady on time lady. Oh, why? God. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm a horrible
I'm
man.
I'm sure that exists already.
But we'll do a review for that, but then we'll do a review for Bright, obviously, because that's coming up. But, man, this is great. So this is signaling some really cool stuff for Netflix, you know? Netflix has got, like, really awesome stuff. Like, sorry, I know I'm a kind of broken record, but it's true. Bright, so here's the basic synopsis, and you guys know this stuff. It's nothing new. It's set in an alternate present day. It's directed by David Ayer, Suicide Squad, Training Day. Two cops, you got a human and an orc. They're literally just like embarking on a usual routine. They find a magic wand. It's like a nuclear weapon, blah, blah, blah. Shit and hilarity ensues. Will Smith has a bunch of one-liners. It's a lot of fish out of water kind of stuff. I haven't seen it. I'm really excited.
I'm really excited for it. I want to see it.
It kind of reminds me of Alien Nation. Have you seen Alien Nation? Do you guys remember Alien Nation? Are you familiar?
Nope.
It was about Alien Nation was it was like a TV show, buddy cop show. Mm-hmm. It took place on present day Earth, late 80s. Guy with feathered hair, white dude. Most of them are white. There's an alien spaceship that crash lands. A bunch of alien survivors are refugees from another planet.
Okay.
We integrate and acclimate them to our society, and so now we have alien cops. We got alien. It's about immigration basically. But it was in the 80s, so it was really progressive. And it was basically this alien cop and this human partner had to get along in the mean streets of LA. And it was awesome. It was a great alienation. It was a great show. It was a great concept. This kind of reminds me of that, except with medieval stuff, like Lord of the Rings.
Stuff.
It's like if Lord of the Rings was our history, if our medieval times were like dragons and magic and Gandalf and orcs, fairies and shit, that's what this is imagining.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. And I'm looking forward to watching this. And I can see why Netflix is killing it. A movie like this probably wouldn't have done well in the box office.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that
not
fucked up?
Because
it's
fucked
a
up.
Cool enough idea to get into the movie theaters, but it's not like it's not big enough to sustain in the movie theaters. That's fucked up now, isn't it?
Maybe since Bright is doing so well,
that's
people
true.
Will let David Ayer direct Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see about that. Damn, man. Well,
or any of the Harley Quinn Joker films coming out.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, shit, guys. Well, hopefully we can... we're going to get a Bright 2 anyway. They've already commissioned it.
Yes,
and we'll get a review up for that. But, I mean, this is good stuff for the Netflixes and all that.
The Netflixes?
For all the Netflixes. Well, as per usual, that's going to do it for this portion of the update. We're going to get into the YouTube comments from all you guys. Hit him with the comment music.
What?
Just make some noise.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Sorry.
I'm sorry I put you on the spot like that. Here we go. Okay, so where do we leave off on these comments? My God.
I have no idea.
We had a lot of stuff happen, guys.
We did.
There's a lot of stuff that happened.
Like Christmas, for example.
So we saw Sicario 2, Soldado trailer 2. Not trailer 2, trailer 1. And people were pissed at us.
They
man.
Were.
Whoa.
And I don't know why.
There's a hate train rolling.
What did we do wrong?
People are like, you guys weren't like, you guys didn't love it. And we're like, but someone just asked us to do it as a request.
We were confused by it.
We honestly didn't think it would garner as many views as it did. And we didn't think that people would be so offended by the fact that we weren't so jazzed about it. And we're sorry that happened, but... Fuck, man. Like, we didn't think you guys would be that weird about it. Not all of you were, but the dislike ratio is way off. And the views are great, and we appreciate the people that did like it. And the awesome comments, thank you. We got a lot of those. But we're sorry that we offended you, guys.
We are.
Man, it gets really heated, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, so here we go. Ba-ba-boom. Thank you, Crimson Rose, new subscriber. Thank you, new subscriber, Crimson Rose. A lot of cool movies coming out. Alita Battle Angel, we got a comment on that. It says, that looks awesome. Roy Mathis commented, stop complaining about the eyes in Alita Battle Angel. She's got big eyes.
They were creepy big eyes.
They're big fuck. I'm going to get a photo of her eyes and show you motherfuckers what their eyes look like. Alita Battle Angel eyes. And I'm not even going to exaggerate it. Battle Angel eyes. I'm mad. This is me being mad while I'm Googling things. So much... pissing me off, internet. Where is it? From the trailer. I want a screen cap. Yeah. Okay, YouTube. You want to give me shit about saying stop talking about her eyes? Splat ouch. Look at those eyes, YouTube. Look at those eyes, YouTube. You see those eyes? Look at them. They're fucking huge.
Oh my God.
Even this photo. What the hell? You think, stop talking about the eyes. You stop with the eyes. Look at them. Those are insane. They're huge. You guys, I don't think I'm being unreasonable here. And you're like, well, your eyes look big. I'm like, yeah, but not that big. Those are like, and I'm not saying it's bad, first of all. That's the thing.
No!
People think that me calling it out and saying, those eyes are big, that's me saying, guys, they're just, it's cool. It's a cool effect. I mean, like in, what was it? The Johnny Depp, Mad Hatter, Alice in Wonderland movie?
Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, that one. So in that movie, Alice something or other, Johnny Depp, Mad Hatter movie. Sorry, that's one thing I remember. They all had really big heads.
Yeah.
Remember that? And they had little bodies.
They did have really big heads.
I didn't fucking care. You know why? Because they looked like the sort of animated illustrations that they had for Alice in Wonderland. I thought that was cool. I wasn't like that. I didn't shit all over that. I was like, well, it's a really trippy thing. This is based off of an anime manga thing or whatever. Okay, cool. Big eyes. Just because I think it's freaky doesn't mean I don't want to see it. You know, in Fifth Element, Mila Jovovich is wearing Band-Aids half the movie. I didn't say, she's wearing Band-Aids, it's bad. I said, hey, she's wearing Band-Aids.
Yeah, I was about to say, no one would complain about that.
No problem with that.
No one.
Wear as many Band-Aids or as less as you want. Oh, sorry. Trying not to be gross, you guys, but you know what I mean.
If you
want to
see your boobs, watch Resident Evil.
Good point. Cut to that. No.
I'm not wrong.
Cut to that scene.
Insert clip here.
Insert clip, yeah, right? You guys do it later. Yeah, no, they will.
They will.
We all do. But let's get back to Alita Battle Angel Eyes. Sorry about the comment. We didn't mean it was bad. We just were really thrown off by it, but it looks cool.
Yes.
It's a cool thing. So calm down. Next one, derp-a-derp. Oh, yeah, for, what was it, Mortal Engines. Mad Max-ish for sure. I would need more info on the movie as well before committing to it. Totally agree. And then we got Justin Sandlin commented, in the book, this scene is basically the first chapter. Oh, for Mortal Engines. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So there's a book about Mortal
Engines. I
want to
read the book.
We didn't know that.
Yes, we did.
If it's a graphic novel, we'll check it out.
We talked about it in the
reaction. Oh, we did?
Yes, we did.
Fuck. then we got to our Guardians of the Galaxy. We did a music video review for the ridiculous music video they had for Guardians Inferno. It said the song, we were like, who wrote this song? And it was apparently James Gunn, the film's director and writer, and the composer Tyler Bates wrote the song Guardians Inferno that Hasselhoff also sang on. We loved it.
That's
go check
great.
Out that music video. We lost our shit on that one. It was a fun reaction. I didn't know what the fuck that was. And I just lost it. Very funny. We got a comment. Great cast for Ocean's 8. Totally.
Yeah.
That looks good. Ocean's 8 looks good.
Rihanna.
I was very surprised by that. And we got Ronnie Reed commented on our Sicario 2 trailer reaction. Said, this is a great reaction, team. Thank you, Ronnie Reed.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that, sir. It's very kind
Somebody
of you.
Somebody liked it.
Yeah, well, a few people did. Said, great reaction to the trailer for the first movie. Guys, great reaction. Also react to the trailer for the first movie. Oleg SV, eye catcher in parentheses. Okay. Eye catcher in parentheses.
All right.
I guess we could react to the first trailer, but then we should just see the first movie, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
In that case?
We should.
I guess so. We should, guys, we're going to round out this live stream. We're going a bit long, and we're trying to keep these a bit shorter. But let's go ahead and round out this stream. Derp-a-derp. So Jose R. commented and said, loved the first movie, Sicario, trailer 2 reaction. He said he loved the first movie, especially the beginning. In the way it ends, you need to see the first one if you're going to watch the second one. Yeah, you're right. I've heard that the first one ends really fucked up, Jose R.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, you know what? If it's fucked up, we're not shitting on Sicario 2. We're probably going to watch it now. Before we were going to watch
the first
it,
one.
I was going to watch it in installments, but now I'm like, look, I'm going to have to like binge watch the first one. It's going to be hard. But I'll do it and cry and you know, reevaluate everything in life and then report back to you about it and say how miserable I am.
Let us know in the comments
thank
if you want to live stream that experience.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for making me miss. No, don't. Oh, God. I'll be sitting there crying and you guys are traumatizing me. This is fucked up. Why am I? Fuck you, YouTube. Sorry. No, not fuck you. I love you.
The internet ruins everything.
The internet ruins everything. Not you guys. You guys are cool. It's the rest of those dicks. All right, let's get on to Lee Corner. Lee Corner commented, he said, I don't like Alita's big eyes, but I think it would be a great movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lee Corner.
Well,
that's what we're
saying.
Well,
except we liked them.
Yeah, we liked it.
But thank you
yeah,
for
Lee
being
Corner
on our side.
Said it. He said he didn't like the ice. Go get him. Get Lee Corner. Go after him. No, sorry. Don't do that, guys. Please don't. Sorry, but thank you, Lee Corner, for that comment. We mostly agree. We don't hate the eyes.
No. They were just
big.
Shocking.
You should see that Tim Burton movie, Big Eyes. Christoph Waltz and what's her name? Emily
Blunt?
No, not the Blunt.
Emily
Blunt's not in that one.
From Sucker Punch?
Emily. Nope. She was Lois Lane.
It's not Amy Adams. Not Emily.
Amy Adams, not Emily Blunt. New subscriber, Sean Stout. Thank you, Sean Stout.
Thanks.
Sean Stout was a lovely fellow. It sounds like a song, doesn't it? Sean Stout.
Well, it does when you do it
Sean
like that.
Sean Stout. I don't know what did. Thanks.
Hey, it reminds me of the Shel Silverstein poem.
Oh, yeah.
Sylvia something Stout would not take the garbage
out. That's what it
out.
Is. That's what it is. Nice. All right, so Michael Cruz commented. He said, talking about starting a war with all the cartels is what he meant. Okay, thank you. People were mad at me because they said, hey, you don't know. I said, in the trailer for Sicario 2, Josh Brolin says, we're going to start a war. And Benicio Del Toro says, with who? And Brolin says, with everybody, man. He doesn't say the man part. He goes, everyone. And I say, that's highly inefficient. You can't start a war with everyone. I didn't know he was an FDA guy. I don't know what it's about. I thought he legitimately was talking about going to war with the world.
Yeah, I don't.
And I'm like, that's not going to work. You're going to lose.
That line, that conversation between the two of them was highly out of context.
But it's funny that you guys misconstrued that because you thought I knew what I was talking about. I don't know.
It's funny when you think we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we don't know. We only know what you tell us. We're dumb. So leave in the comments below. And don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Go to Stitcher Podcast or Radio. Check us out there. iTunes as well. Woo boy.
Woo boy.
That's the name. Already I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Woo boy commented, said, how do you know if everyone outnumbers what Josh... God damn it, we just said that. Woo boy. Josh Brolin is working with. How do you know who everyone is? Anyway, no troll, though the questions still stand. Great review.
I'm not trying to be a dick.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm being a bit of a dick. No, you're not, Woo boy. You're awesome, and your name's awesome. And it's an awesome question. Honestly, we don't know, and we should be educated about this film.
Yeah, so tell us stuff.
Yeah, tell us stuff. Let us know. Leave in the comments.
Or we could just watch it.
We're going to watch it. Don't worry. We're going to have to watch it at this point.
Yeah.
Now we have to. It's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
and no bad way. It's really cool. Happy Mommy 03. Aw, thank you, Happy Mommy 03, for subscribing. Damien commented, said, watch the first one. Seriously, Sicario 1 is amazing. And it's Damien's favorite film from 2015. Well, with a name like Damien, I'm not surprised. That movie sounds like it's evil. And you're evil for liking it. Sorry. No, but I totally agree. Like, if it's your favorite movie, then, you know, why not? Damien likes it. We should check it out.
All right.
Ezra Sky commented. Ezra Sky said, that's not how you fire a gun. They say, you said that. Like you knew. Do you know?
Did they really?
Like you
Wait,
said,
is that what they
she
said?
Says that's not how you fire a gun. How do you know? Yeah, how do you know?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen anybody Benicio fire
Del
a gun
Toro
like that. It didn't seem very efficient.
Look, hold on. Benicio Del Toro in the trailer fires a gun, but he does. It's called rapid firing. Another commenter let us know about that. Who let us know? It's called rapid firing or something like that?
No, it's something different.
Yeah, well, not rapid firing. Anyway, they say it's really deadly if you know how to do it right. Apparently, Vanessa knows how to do that.
I don't know how to do
well,
that,
you
which
act
is
like
why
an
I
expert.
Said that's not how you fire a
yeah,
gun, because I didn't
Sky,
know that you can fire a gun that way.
Yeah, they say you act like a fucking expert. So they
okay,
know.
What does it actually say? You're paraphrasing.
No, I'm cutting ahead. Look, we got to hurry up.
New
subscriber, Derek Wandry, thank you. Just look, in the future, know what you're talking about. sorry. That's all the listeners are saying.
This is.
They're not being dicks. They're just saying we should know everything. So Gabriel Drake commented, said, Satan Rex, the species name is Carnotaurus. If you've watched Disney, if you've watched Disney's Dinosaur or the one season TV series Terra Nova, you've seen Carnotaurus before. They didn't. Now I'm just adding that inflection, but the way they wrote it, the intonation was there. Satan Rex?
This is
Question
Mad Hatter
mark?
All over again.
The species name is Carnotaurus.
Oh my god.
Dick. Might as well just add to that. If you've watched, and then the next part, if you've watched Disney's Dinosaur, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's Disney's Dinosaur after all.
I've seen that movie.
Or the one season TV series, Terra Nova. You mean it's a one season TV series?
It was a sci-fi original series, I think.
He's right. I'm a dick.
You know, is it, what's it say? I heard Napoleon Dynamite's voice in my head while you were reading that comment.
Napoleon's voice or his brother Kip's?
Napoleon, because Napoleon was way more condescending than Kip.
I know Bostaff skills. Sweet Bostaff skills. That's one of my favorite lines. We were hunting badgers. No, what was it? Wolverines. We're hunting Wolverines. Gah. I love that movie. Jacob Singer commented, said, I want to go to there. Oh, yeah, from 30 Rock. I said that in a review for Ready Player One, and Jacob Singer said, okay. I want to go to there. I miss that show. Great job, guys. Thank you, Jacob Singer. Jacob Singer also goes on to say, I'm guessing, on Sicario Trailer 2, he says, I'm guessing the downvotes are for not being gung-ho enough? Beats me. Yeah, good point, Jacob
Thanks.
Singer. We don't know why either, but people are, they're liking it, and we're glad you liked it. We're sorry we pissed so many people off.
I thought we were gung-ho. Whatever.
Marquine Malden commented and said, read in between the lines. He says everyone, meaning the cartels. Okay, again, I don't know. I know now. Oh, God, I'm so sorry that we reacted to it. But it started a dialogue, so thanks, guys. New subscriber,
thanks, guys.
KBP 2013. Thank you, KB. It sounds like a Star Wars droid.
I thought it sounded like a drug.
KBP 2013. KBP 213. Let's go. It's not as good as BB-8.
BB-8.
Yeah, BB-8. BB-8 we got last and all. Thank you, Nadir Hope. And we're going to end on Hope. Nadir Hope, that is, on these comments. Segways and rounding it out. Oh, this was a long shout out, and we usually do shout outs about this long anyway, but
yeah.
Well, this is our first streaming shout out. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for joining us on the stream shout out and sound checks and whatnot.
Yeah.
And a lot of cool stuff. So out of all the stories that we've read and talked about, which one sticks out for you the most? I'm turning into an Italian. But which one sticks out for you the most out of all the stories that we've read?
Ridley Scott, because he's amazing.
Ridley Scott. Bada
boom.
He's
the coolest.
I'm not going to show you Ridley Scott, but we're going to cut back to Alita Battle Angel's big eyes. Bah! look at the eyes. Oh, they're so big. But yeah, Ridley Scott, you're right. Ridley Scott's comments were amazing. I love Ridley Scott. And that's obvious. Ridley Scott is awesome.
He is awesome.
And the fact that he's at this age where he's in his seventies. So you know he's been
old.
In the industry. He's like, look, man, I don't give a fuck. I've been doing this shit forever. I'm Ridley Scott. I made it all. So, well, not all of it, but most of it. Alien franchise. What else? Blade Runner. He's just one of the great. Oh, Gladiator! Fucking a Mick Gladiator. Come on, was that him?
There was a movie that we saw recently, and we didn't know that Ridley Scott did it.
Oh, right.
Remember?
Oh, wait.
What movie was it?
Why did you do that? We're literally just about to end the broadcast. We're going
to
talk about the favorite story, and then we're going to talk about our favorite comment. And you literally just melted my brain. What movie did Ridley Scott direct that we didn't know he directed, but we loved it?
We did. We loved it. We just watched it.
We just watched it?
Like a couple days ago.
Oh, God. Was it? Oh, God. What movie did we watch just a couple of days ago? We'll never answer that. We'll leave in the comments if you remember what movie we watched.
Yeah, hey,
and
do that.
We'll figure it out.
Dude, I'll just look it up later.
Wait, it was like, hey, did you know that Ridley Scott directed this movie?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's good. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And we'll never know. We could look at his IMDb.
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, God. Well, all right.
No.
Well, I'll talk about my favorite news story. It's the Mark Hamill stuff.
Hamill. Yeah.
And again, we're going to cut to Alita Battle Angel again. Mark Hamill, that's not him, and this has nothing to do with Star Wars, but we're just going to cut to a photo of it, of Alita's big eyes. Look at them as you contemplate the mysteries of the universe. No, Mark Hamill's comments are basically about everything going on with Last Jedi. He recanted it. But it was still his opinion. In a crucial clutch cargo moment of trying to get your show sold, and it's not a show, but it's a movie. Granted, it's Star Wars, but there's, you know, Rian Johnson is like coming in and he's doing a really amazing thing, and he's taking bold steps. And you may not agree with it, but if you're trying to sell the project and if you're trying to help Disney make money off of it, maybe you shouldn't talk about your, I mean, disagreements are great in the industry, but like it's a money-making juggernaut, Disney, and it's a huge production. Maybe, and I know it's Mark Hamill, it's Luke Skywalker himself, but dude, like if you're going around like casting aspersions or whatever, it's whatever, like you're going around
discrepancies
and you, yeah, thank you. Words are hard sometimes, but like if you're going around and you're kind of ripping on it and you're supposed, and but you're saying, but I, and at the end you're going, but I support it, but it's good, but you know, I don't think it's, I mean, I don't like my part in it, I don't agree with the writing, but it's good. I mean, it's a mixed message you're giving. Like, do you like it or do you not like it? I mean, if you don't like it but you still did it, just say it. It's okay. Right? I mean, look, it's not okay with Disney, but look, just be honest. Like, look, I didn't want to make it, but it's the only version of Star Wars I can make right now. All right, fine. You know, Alec Guinness hated Star Wars. Obi-Wan, this is going to bum a lot of people out, but Obi-Wan Kenobi hated Star Wars. Alec Guinness, Sir Alec Guinness, Luke's mentor before Yoda, the guy who trained Anakin Skywalker, hated Star Wars.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and he went around and to a point where a little kid once asked him, hey, could you sign this as Obi-Wan Kenobi? And he said, do me a favor, never watch Star Wars ever again. It's terrible. And the little boy cried because Obi-Wan Kenobi, his hero, told him never to watch Star Wars again.
That's so sad.
It's a nightmare. That'd be like if Michael Keaton told me never to watch Batman again. I'd cry. Or if Alec Guinness told me never. I mean, it's the same diff. It's like, dude, that's horrible. So Mark Hamill, like, you know, like, you may not like this movie and may not agree with it. Man, like, I agree with parts of what Mark Hamill's even saying. Yeah, Luke probably shouldn't have been such a bummer. Yeah, he probably should have had a big old fight scene. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find the movie.
Let it go. It's not happening. So Mark Hamill, could you, and what are you doing? Sit up.
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You're not even in it. You're gone.
How does that even happen? I don't think you moved the entire time. Do you not like the camera?
Do you not like being seen?
I like the camera.
Well, then show the camera your beautiful face. Get your face up in the camera, guys.
No.
This is how we're ending this nerd update. No, get your face in the camera. Put your face in the camera.
See what I have to deal with all the time?
I am pretty ridiculous, but
I'm going to find that movie, though. This isn't over.
Yeah, like you were so obsessed over it. Look, I'm trying to get back to the Mark Hamill thing. That was the one story that I, like, for me, like, obviously the Ridley Scott stuff sticks out. I love Ridley Scott, but if we're going to talk about controversy, and also Ridley Scott, do a Star Wars movie. But with Mark Hamill, I mean, look, I agree with him to a... Did you agree with him to a degree?
No, I did. I agreed with him to a degree from what I know about... I still haven't seen the original, so from what I know about Star Wars,
I
agree.
Yeah, but I mean, but do you think he was well within his rights to say this during the production, and do you think he was well within his rights to say this during the promotion of the movie? I think he was, but I don't think he should have. I think he should have held his tongue until the end. But we mentioned that at the beginning, so...
Yeah, okay, I agree with that.
But hey, it's Luke Skywalker. He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, we're not saying don't. We're saying maybe you shouldn't have, but what do we know?
Timing is important.
Look, after Sicario 2 trailer reaction, I'm just saying it's our opinion. Everything, preface, it's our opinion. Look, we could be wrong. Just if you don't agree, that's fine. Why do you dislike things? You don't have to hit dislike. You could just go. I'm just saying... okay, and then finally, favorite comment. Do you have a favorite comment?
The one telling me what the rapid firing thing is, which it's not called rapid firing.
She says like she knows. That's not how you shoot a gun.
Is that your favorite?
That's my favorite. Comment? She says it like she knows. It's like, yeah, what do you know? Have you shot a gun
what
before?
What do you know?
Whoa. Okay, we're going to have to end this, guys. And before we go, we need one last stare into Alita's eyes. Battle Angel. Look into those eyes. Battle Angel, look out. She's coming for you in HD. That's going to do it for this reaction, guys. We really appreciate you for joining us for the live feed. If you joined us for the live feed, don't forget to follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like the Facebook page, download, subscribe for free on iTunes, as well as Podomatic website, yotina.podomatic.com. And, of course, check us out on Stitcher Podcasting Radio, Podomatic, iTunes. Type in Team Awesome Inc. And, what's the other one? Instagram. Yes.
@team_awesomeinc. I'm glad one of us knows.
Stare into Alita's eyes again. She's going to save your soul. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Nightmares.
We totally appreciate it, and peace out.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. But goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.